All right, so let's have a little Friday fun.
Let's do it.
To send you off into Never Never Land. We're going to play some stuff that we haven't played before. A couple of stockpiling. And Danny, are you ready?
Sure.
Because once again, it's time for Danny's Not Listening. Jake and David Mino's favorite segment on the radio station, where, for whatever reason, there will be moments where he's not paying attention. We call him out on it.
What?
And typically, he gets really mad. Now, sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes we don't call him out, and sometimes we laugh at it, but he'll get mad. Because if you've said this, Danny, before, you hate being called out.
Yeah, I do.
And I love it. I love the fact that you hate it, and it makes me laugh so hard when I go back and listen to these things. To give you an example of what we're talking about, and again, sometimes you're really good-natured about it, but other times you're very defensive about it as well. Here is one from not too terribly long ago.
Mino is like 5 years older than Aikman, and it's very, hey, little buddy.
Thanks, little buddy.
Yes, with Sam Bradford and me. Love it, young gunslinger. Like he's a little 12-year-old.
Well, it's like when, who was it, Sam Bradford called you little buddy. Did you just say that? What?
How is that even possible?
What?
That you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it.
Ow! You had your headphones on.
It was literally
on.
Right now.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Because I was looking up the picture.
Oh, man. And we always get good drops out of it, too.
Mm-hmm. What?
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 What? What?
What? What?
Here's one of my favorites.
Just play them all. Play all of them.
He said, since I was a kid, I've loved unexplained legends, strange phenomena, and the scary supernatural stories told around campfires.
His sons look damn near grown, if not.
Yeah, they're in their 20s. He says, when I became a father, I shared those tales with my two sons. Together, we bonded over Bigfoot, UFOs, and every creepy and bizarre story we could find, passionately debating if they were real or not. And we swore that someday the three of us would go on our own adventure to find out. That day has come.
Hmm.
So he's taken his two grown sons across America on an... I mean, this is A&E that's paying for all this.
He says, when I became a father, I shared those tales with my two sons. Together, we bonded over Bigfoot.
I just read that.
You did?
Yeah.
I was reading it while you were reading it.
Well, I think that'd be a good drop.
I was reading it while you were reading it.
All right, here's one that I don't think we've played yet, and it happened earlier this year. You remember the fateful Southwest flight where the woman got sucked out of the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Southwest.
Or at least half her body did.
Yes.
And we had the guy on who was on that flight.
Right.
And he was Facebook Living it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think
so. Listen closely to what the guy is saying. And remember, this guy just survived a horrific plane incident. So he gets a little confused with Danny's question.
I found it like very odd that like the pilot, no one really came on the intercom. I only heard people on the intercom when they said brace for landing. And so you could tell that the pilot was like very, very like focused on figuring whatever out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sure, he could have said, hey, everybody, like, try to explain the issue. But he probably was just like, forget it. Like, let me focus. I'm going to try to get us home, you know?
Is it true that the pilot, he never said a word from the second the boom happened until you landed?
Not to my knowledge.
He was so thrown up.
Just making sure we were clear on that.
His whole statement dealt with the pilot and with the pilot not talking.
That was almost David Kunkel-esque.
Dude, it was. That's the first thing I thought of when I went back and listened to that. This is very Chief Kunkel-y.
I guess I didn't realize what I don't know if I understood the question.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna play it one more time. Just the question, and then how thrown off the guy is.
Found it like very odd that like the pilot, no one really came on the intercom. I only heard people on the intercom when they said brace for landing, and so you could tell that the pilot was like very very like focused on figuring whatever out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sure, he could have said, hey, everybody, like, try to explain the issue, but he probably was just like, forget it. Like, let me focus. I'm going to try to get us home, you know?
Is it true that the pilot, you never said a word from the second the boom happened until you landed?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, man. Well, I thought I just kind of said that, but not to my knowledge.
He's having to rethink himself.
Right, what did I just say?
No.
Does he know something I don't? Is this a trap?
Were you on the flight with me?
Are you sure?
Oh, that's great. And then we had one earlier this week where it's pretty underrated because we were talking about this guy. Is he a listener? He's a friend of yours, Mike, named Dingo.
Yeah, Dingo O'Brien.
Yeah, Dingo O'Brien.
Dingo.
Yeah, and that Dingo...
Yeah, it was his birthday this week.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And Dingo is a former radio host here.
Yeah, he used to work for K-Plex.
Yeah, yeah, and we were trying to determine whether or not Dingo was a radio name or not. All right?
Okay.
So this guy says... Corby. Dingo O'Brien is my cousin by marriage from Australia. His real name is Brett. He used to be a radio personality on the ranch in Fort Worth,
radio station. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
He's now out in Nashville working for CMT. He's really into country music. Thought you might want to know. Take care, V1 Cardinal Davis. And yes, that is my real name.
Cardinal, huh?
Yeah.
So there's a dude out there named Dingo?
Yeah.
Now, is that a radio name or is that real?
That's what we just said. It's, yeah, he's
that's a radio name.
His real name's Brett. Oh, it's great. It's just great. Do you want to hear more, Danny?
Yeah, man, play them all. What? Let's go back to the 90s. I'm sure I had a couple in 99 when I started.
Oh, no.
You have a cart, right, you have a cart machine out there? You can...
Those are the best. Those are just the best.
Well, you just wait. There's going to be more.
I know. That's the best part. There's always more.